Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve. This week, I'm recording from Verona, and we're better than one of the world's largest wine fairs to look at a few trends and tensions that wine marketers need to know but might be missing. From consumer expectations around search and relevance to the misuse of culture in strategy, to a growing disconnect between what marketers say they value and where budgets actually go. Let's start with what consumers really, really want from search. According to the 2025 State of Search report by Ad Marketplace, consumers are getting used to search engines that know what they want sometimes before they even finish typing. This report shows that 41% of people rely on relevance to find new products or brands. Their top wishlist items for improving your search? Real-time results, more relevant recommendations, and predictive suggestions. Why is this happening? Because platforms like Amazon, TikTok, and YouTube are training consumers to expect smarter filters, context-aware suggestions, and fewer irrelevant results. This doesn't apply just in retail, but across every digital touchpoint. So why does it matter for wine? This matters if your brand has a digital storefront with multiple SKUs, or if you're investing in discovery via search and content. Tools like Commerce7 allow wineries to offer smarter product recommendations, but only if you've got solid tagging and clean segmentation. For leaner operations, with perhaps only a few SKUs or tasting room for sales, this trend is less about tech and more about making sure your message shows up where it's relevant and timely. The big takeaway, you do not need AI to deliver relevance. You need clear categories, frictionless navigation, and content that reflects what your customer is actually trying to find. Now, let's talk about culture and how marketers keep getting it wrong. At the Brands and Culture New York event this past week, marketers openly wrestled with the term culture, admitting it's often easier to define what culture isn't rather than what it is. Despite the confusion, major corporations like Diageo have made cultural relevance a central strategic pillar. And a great example of this is their Captain Morgan rum. Traditionally targeted to older men, the brand recently launched a sweet chili lime rum aimed at younger drinkers. This goes well beyond new flavor development. This is about engaging with what they believe younger consumers are really interested in. Why does it matter for wine? Well, wine has a long equated culture with heritage, with history, with family. But today's consumers, especially Gen Z, interpret culture as something that's fluid, it's lived, and it's identity driven. If your brand is still using culture to mean storytellings, heritage, history, you may be missing the point. Cultural marketing is about understanding how your brand fits into the lives people are actually living and doing so in a way that's baked into your product and planning, not just your creative. Next up, Marketing Week's career and salary survey results came out this past week, and marketers are saying one thing loud and clear. Strategy is still being sidelined. Nearly two-thirds of marketers believe strategic expertise is undervalued by their organizations, and that number increases to 73% among CMOs. This is the third year in a row that strategy has topped the list of most underappreciated skills, beating out brand management and data analysis. This should hit home. Too many wine businesses treat marketing as execution only, ads, emails, events, social posts, rather than investing in the strategic thinking that connects customer behavior to long-term business growth. Marketing strategy is not a luxury. This is a key competitive edge. If your winery's marketing feels reactive or repetitive, it's time to ask not, what should we do next? But rather, why are we doing any of this at all? And finally, let's talk about social media. Is it overhyped? According to that same survey, the answer is a resounding hell yes. Marketers consistently rank social media as the most overrated skill ahead of AI, SEO, and performance marketing. This tension has held for 3 years in a row. Why? Possibly because social media is overhyped as a cure-all, or maybe because the ROI has become harder to trust as platforms get noisier and more algorithmic. why does this matter for wine? Social media is still important, but the expectation that it should drive brand awareness, conversion, and community building all at the same time is flawed. For most wine brands, social media is best used as a visibility tool or a storytelling extension, not a core sales driver. My advice, use social media for what it does well, building recognition and reinforcing your brand's identity. But don't overinvest in chasing engagement metrics at the expense of building actual consumer relationships elsewhere. And that's it for this week's Radar. For more insights and support with your wine marketing, be sure to visit fiveforests.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.